When playwright Kieran Berry and his longtime girlfriend broke up, he was stunned. It took him a long time to process the why and the what did I do wrong. So to try to sort it out, he wrote. The result is The Official Adventures of Kieran and Jade, a comedy with its world premiere taking place at Bridge Street Theater in Catskill tomorrow night. And that's what the play is about. Not the breakup, but the pros and cons of writing about the breakup. Berry is best known for his one-act comedy Numbers. He has also been showcased locally in the successful 2012 production of Tomorrow in the Battle at Stageworks Hudson. We welcome him to the roundtable this morning, along with the Bridge Street Theater founder and co-owner, John Soule. John, Kieran, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. John, let us begin with you with Bridge Street Theater, of how you came to Kieran's story and wanted it to be a part of what you do.
Okay. We actually discovered Kieran when he submitted his play Tomorrow in the Battle at Stageworks Hudson. I was the literary manager over there at the time. I read the play. I said, oh my gosh, this is an amazing play. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. So I talked to Laura Margolis, who was the director and producer at Stageworks Hudson, and she ended up doing the play. I was hoping I would direct it, but unfortunately she took it on. And so anyway, we became acquainted with Kieran's work. It was an amazing piece of theater. Then later on, I directed a comedy of his, which was called Ventura.
Lonely Hearts Ventura, I think.
Yes.
That's the name.
It was about, it was actually verbatim transcripts from the Craigslist misconnection site for Ventura. And it was an amazing comedy, totally different from Tomorrow in the Battle. So that's how we ended up knowing Kieran. And then when we were looking around for the play to do for our current season at Bridge Street Theater, we sent Kieran a note, said, do you have anything? He said, well, I just happened to be working on something, and perhaps you could take a look at it. So we did. We loved it. And here we are, ready to open.
So, Kieran, why mine your pain for artistic good?
Well, you're very gracious to assume good. I mean, I that wasn't the intention, to be perfectly honest. And I was simply, as everybody does at some point, going through something that was pretty traumatic, to me at least. And
you'd been together how long?
Just 3 years. But they were three fairly intense years, I must be honest. And it was just that I didn't really see it coming. I was really blindsided by it. And for a while, I mean, honestly, I couldn't cross the street, let alone write a play about it. But nevertheless, I think the nature of grief, I think, is apart from anything else, it's actually really boring. You're thinking the same three or four thoughts all the time. You're really sort of constrained mentally in that way. And so when the fifth new thought arrives, it has some novelty. And so you inevitably write it down.
So the first three thoughts are just like being curled up in the fetal position on the sofa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you have like this nice, like the first 2 seconds of every day are fine. Because you wake up and you think, oh, I know there's something, but I can't. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, there it is.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, but the point is, when a new thought comes at last, you seize upon it with some excitement. It's a novelty. And inevitably, you write it down. And you think, oh, it's a clue. This is helping me find my way out of the labyrinth. And after about 6 months of that, I thought, I've written an awful lot. And it was only then that I began to think, well, as it happens, Kieran, you are also a writer. Does that have any relevance? And as soon as I thought of the idea, I dismissed it again. I thought, no, that's just crass and silly. I shouldn't do it. I can't do it. I wouldn't know how to do it. And then a little bit later, I thought, well, how about if the play weren't about the breakup, but the play were about me trying to work out whether I should be writing the play or not. And then as soon as I had that, just tilting the idea, just those 2 degrees, everything just fell into place. And all I had to do every morning was put out enough buckets to make sure I caught all the water. So it was that easy.
So I ask this question a lot, but do you, in writing the play, understanding that you're not focusing on the relationship, but you're writing about writing the play, did all of that, was that somehow therapeutic in getting through the grief?
I think for every ounce of comfort, it was an ounce of pain as well. I mean, because sometimes you just don't want to think about it anymore. And you may even be over it, but the professional project still lumbers on. And so you do sort of inwardly groan when you turn back to it. But other times, yeah, it is very useful. And just on a personal level, I just feel slightly bolstered by the mechanism of having a play. I just feel that this is a little voice that I have, and I don't feel so sort of crushed by the whole thing. I don't feel like that's me fighting back, but you do feel the nice thing about it is the alchemy, that just something that I found pretty traumatic is now, fingers crossed, we hope, transformed into something that will make a room full of people laugh. And so you think, well, that is something fairly tangible and fairly good that's come from that. So in that sense, it's inherently therapeutic, I suppose.
So, world premiere tomorrow night.
Yeah.
World premiere. Do you invite Jade?
She has not been invited. To be honest with you, Joe, the embassies have been shuttered. I mean, I've got no method of contact. She's left my country. I mean, I've got no way of contact. I say that. The vibe I get, I mean, it's all very sudden. I mean, I mean, she's not here. She's not on your show to defend herself, so I've got to be very careful.
But so how long ago was the breakup?
It was exactly 18 months ago last week.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
18 months, 7 days, 3 weeks.
There's a running joke that the Kieran character in the play has, that he keeps track of every hour that he's been away from Jade.
Right. So, okay. So that wasn't even in the works.
No, but it is relevant, though, because I do feel I don't feel bad about it, but I feel conscious that she, and part of the thing that motivates the writing of the play is we have a character who plays the director of the play, who's endlessly needling the Kieran character to be fairer to her, to give more of a voice to her, to make sure her side of the story is heard. So, but she hasn't seen the play.
Now, so there are actors who are playing you and Jade. It was you never wanted to be the person playing you, I assume.
I just don't have the ability. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, never crossed my mind.
All right.
You
can play you as well as this guy can play you.
He is, I hate to say it, but he's better looking than me. He's got a better voice than me. He's the right man for the job, basically. So,
how do you take a story like this and say, okay, we're gonna make it ours, but have the guy whose really story it is right near you at all times?
Well, he has just arrived.
Okay.
Yes, so he saw the first the performance for the first time yesterday. So, but he has been an incredible gift to me as a director. It's been wonderful. The play has only two actors. Bonita Jackson is playing all the other roles besides Kieran. So she plays the director, the best friend, the priest, the therapist, the on and on. And she's amazing, has the amazing ability to transform herself and create all these very, very different characters. And the Kieran character is relatively steady throughout. What we needed to do was find the right actors to play these two. We cast out of New York. Benita's work we'd known before because she had done a show up at Bridge Street Theater last year, a very, very different show. But she's been a delight to work with, as has Jason Guy, who's playing the Kieran character.
So when you see him walk out on stage, do you say, oh, that's me, or is there sort of an out-of-body, like there's a disconnect?
It wasn't the visual so much as the audio, in the sense that for the first few times they said my name on stage, I would just start and prepare to answer a question. You don't, in a way, it's not you, and it's no more you than a character in another play that you might write that doesn't seem to have so direct a relevance to your own life. It's just, you're like the chef at his meal. You're basically looking at it in quite an objective way, really. And so you're not really scanning it for any... It just didn't occur to me to look at him and think, oh, does he like me? Do I do this like that? Or is he like me? You just watch it for a performance, really. Because, of course, nobody knows what I'm not a public figure. Nobody knows what I'm like anyway. So in that sense, it doesn't have to be
sure.
An impersonation in the classical sense.
Right.
But you are hearing, I assume anyway, you are hearing words that you have said 18, 20, 24 months ago coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, and that is an odd sensation, yeah. And it's also odd because John has directed the play incredibly well, and it's just very visual, and it's very brisk, and it's very funny. And there's a lot of imagery in it. There's a lot of photos of the two of us in it. And just seeing those photos was just a little bit odd.
There's also a moment where we actually hear actual therapy, Kieran Berry in therapy.
There's a recording of me in therapy, which is used as part of the play.
Right.
But I'm past, to be honest, Joe, I'm past the point of I've got no shame now.
Yeah.
I'm unembarrassable now, so I've got that freedom.
Why did they record your therapy session?
Well, apparently it's fairly standard in therapy.
Really?
Yeah, a lot, and I really benefited from it because before I did that, I was just endlessly writing down notes, and you always miss stuff. And
oh,
you,
that's
you know,
true.
And,
that's true.
And, it's
so you did the recording of the therapy
session. I did
the recording,
very overtly, yeah.
Yes, okay.
And then you would listen, and actually a lot of therapists say, I'll only see you again once you've listened back to what happened last time.
Okay.
Because when you're listening back, you think, oh, yeah, I didn't really tune into what she was saying then. So that's I think that's a standard tool, and I was able, therefore, to use it to throw into the plate.
So what the hell, share it with the world.
Honestly, yeah. Well, I've already come this far. You may as well have the lot.
Right, that's right, yes.
Well, and you can look at it another way of maybe I will not be the only person who benefits from the logic and the good information being dispensed here.
I think that's true. And I think generally making it became very clear early on that it had to be a comedy. You can't just write a serious drama feeling sorry for yourself. It's just dead in the water. You have to laugh at yourself. But what's actually happening, the mechanics of that, is when you get a laugh from an audience, as you say, just about something that perhaps you thought only you were going through, as soon as you get that laugh, it's really a laugh of recognition. And so you do get bolstered by that. You think, well, actually, everybody has gone through this, or at least everybody's who's laughing recognizes something of themselves in this. So in that sense, you are making a very valuable connection, valuable to me at least, and perhaps to the audience too. I don't know.
Where do you, I'll ask this ultimately to both of you, but where do you see this play going? I mean, doing it here, and then what would you like?
Oh, I think there's no doubt that it's the new Hamilton. I think that much is clear.
We are at the forefront of a major.
The truth is,
performance history.
Founding father, perhaps. But
and
sure.
When it's published, our name is going to be in that script.
I mean, the truth is, you always just trying to make the most of what is going on at the moment. And when you write a script, generally, you have no idea whether it will be produced at all. So as soon as it is, it's just wonderful. And I just feel really, really grateful that this theatre is doing it. It's such a great theatre, and I think it's going to be such a great production. So that for me, I'm sort of satisfied as it is. Who knows what happens next?
Oh, that's such a relief. Thank you, Kieran.
Are you seeing someone now?
No, that's very gracious of you to ask that. I'm not, no. But if anyone's interested, they can presumably contact me via this show. Is that
sure? Yeah, I'm sure John's thrilled. Yeah, put up a message board on the website.
We will.
But when it comes to the reason I asked the question was not to be prying, although I was a little, I guess, was that so? Does it strike you, being who you are and what you are? Mm-hmm. You meet somebody, you click, and you think to yourself, should I write about this? should I share with this?
Well, the benefit of having the play about the Jade relationship is that when someone sort of potentially semi-serious comes across my bowels, I can always, it's easy, I can say, look, read this, go to the Kieran Barry Library, this is what you're up against. This is what's...
yes. Right.
This is how I screwed this up.
Yeah, well, exactly. And in a way, you don't need to talk through it, you just say, come back to it. If you don't hear back from them, you think, okay, fine.
It's a relationship blueprint.
It is, exactly, yeah. So in that sense, it's been useful for me. But as to whether I would write again in the future, you know, I'm bored with myself as a subject now, so I'm just casting around for a new subject. I don't think I'm going to do it twice in a row.
All right. I'll take that as a good answer. So as far as the show, it all gets underway tomorrow night, and then you'll
be... It does. We have a preview tomorrow night. Pay what you can preview.
Great.
Anything you can at the door. And then official opening is on Friday. And we play through the 30th, so two weekends.
Thursday through Sunday for two consecutive weeks.
Right, exactly.
Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. You can find out more information by going to bridgestreettheater.org. Bridgestreettheater.org. It's the official adventures of Kieran and Jade. My thanks to both John and Kieran for being with us this morning. Best of luck with this project. An awful lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.